ओम शरणागतु शरणमुनत्तु शरणं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। The Shastra has two stands, it takes two stands, and they are opposite stands. Aupanishadam Purusham Bruhi. This vastu, the subject matter of Vedanta, is only known through Upanishad, which is in the form of words. So through the words of Vedanta, this vastu is to be understood. Vedanta Vedyatvam, Shastra Yonitvam, Shastra Meva Yoni, Pramana, for this knowledge, the knowledge of Brahman. So Shastra Yonitvad, this is one stand. That means through the words of the Shastra, Atma being Brahman, the cause of the world, is understood. One stand. Then the other stand is Yat Vacha Anabhyutitam Yato Vacho Nivartante. This is an opposite stand. Words come back. That which cannot be objectified by words. How do you reconcile this? Then, yen manasa na manute, kopi purusha. No one can objectify this by mind. Manasa eva anudrishtavyam. Only by the mind it has to be gained. These two contradictory, seemingly contradictory statements of the Shruti need to be reconciled. When they are reconciled, we understand what is teaching. Look at this. Now, in the Mahavakya, whole Vedanta is reduced to one sentence, and that is the Akhandartha Bodhaka Vakyam. The sentence that reveals the oneness of the two sides. One side is Jagat Karanam Isharaha, Brahma. Brahma has Jagat Karanam only. And the other is Jiva. Tamasi, the Jiva is addressed. You are that. So this is the whole Vedanta. Now in this, the sentence is to be understood. And you have to inquire into the word, forming the sentence, each word. Therefore, in the methodology of teaching, there is the tampada vichara, tatpada vichara. They don't do without doing this vichara. So tampada vicharaha, inquiry into tvam, you, means jiva. Inquiry into the word Ishwaraha Tat. Tat is Jagat Karanam, the cause of this entire world, all knowing, all pervasive, almighty Brahman, Ishwara. Sarvajnaha, Sarvavit also. Here Alpajnaha, Alpashaktiman, this Jiva, here individual. So this individual is equated to Ishvara, which is obviously not possible. Even two limited things, Devadatta cannot be Sovadatta. A table cannot be chair. You can sit on the table. But it won't be the object that is referred by the word chair. And the word chair cannot be table, table cannot be chair. Even two different objects cannot be the same. So where is the question of Jiva being Ishvara? That doesn't exist. But then, here, seriously it is taught, it is not just passingly mentioned. It is seriously taught. There is abhyasa, there is upakrama, there is upasamhara. There is beginning, there is end, there is repetition. There is no question. There is a tatparya. Means there is a commitment to convey the individual being the cause of the world. And therefore, in the methodology, the tampada vichara, tatpada vichara is very inevitable. Then when you analyze what constitutes tampada, you, the word you, there is a complex being. Body is there, senses are there, prana is there, mind is there, the person is there. He is called Kshetrajna. The Shastra uses the word Kshetrajna. the conscious being who is conscious of the kshetra. And the kshetra is all these mind, senses, body also kshetra. Whole world is kshetra. And therefore, here, this situation where the what is construed as an individual is accepted as one consisting of body-mind-sense complex, a given body-mind-sense complex. And it is also accepted that it is srishtam. It is created. Srishtam jagat. It is put together jagat. Understand? So this body mind sense complex is included in the srishtam jagat. The methodology should be adequate, thorough. It says, what is put together is nama rupa. It is nama rupa. That is the shabda vachyam. Shabda vachyam. Nama and rupa is vachya. Nama is the name, word, shabda, and the rupa is its meaning. There is no such thing, two things, nama and rupa and all that. There is a word and its meaning, you see, together, they are inseparable. And therefore, this shabda vachyam, srishtam jagate, including your body, mind, sense complex. And therefore, what is srishtam? Vacharambanam vikaro namadeyam. Mrittika eva satyam. These are all important things. So when you say it's a part, it's purely a word having some meaning. Not a meaning. Word means there's a meaning. That's all what is there, knowledge. Meaning is knowledge. If you know the meaning, it is knowledge. If you don't know the meaning, then it's a group of sums. That is the knowledge you have. The knowledge of a group of sounds, syllables, right? And therefore, And so, srishtam jagat is non-separate from satyam jagat, satyam, mrittika eva satyam. Sadeva satyam. In the shastra, the beginning is Sadeva Somidam Agrasi Ek Mevadvatiyam. What was there is one non-dual, and that is Sat. That is the word. Brahma is not used there. Sat word is used. It's all the same. This entire jagat was only one non-dual Sat. But it was not said there was only Sat. There is no question of where there was Sat means what it was. The jagat was Sat, it is said. The jagat was Sat. Idam asi. Prak, Shrittega Prak, Idam asi. Sat asi. Idam Shabdartha, Idam Shabdavachyam. And what is Satshabda? Vachya. Both of them have got Samanadikaranyam. That means Idam Jagat was Sat. Because of Samanadikaranyam. It was not an attribute of Sat. It was Sat. Idam Asit as Sat. That's a setup. That Idam is what, like, this is a setup is. All these earthenware webs, pots and so on, were clay before the creation. They were just clay. It's a limited example, but here the clay cannot think to become parts. That is the inadequacy of the example. Whereas Satyam Brahma has the knowledge of what is going to come. Knowledge was there. Idam Sarvam Sat Asid. That was knowledge. This is knowledge. That is knowledge. Purna Madaha. Purnamidam. Before the creation, what was there was knowledge. Knowledge was with the cause. That is Satya. Brahma. So Brahma Sarvajnyam Bhavati. Sarva Shakti Sarvajnyam Brahma. Then it got, you know, differentiated, that jnanam, undifferentiated nirvikalpam jnanam, gets differentiated. Vijati, sajati difference, vijati difference, sugata veda difference. Differences, like if you take tree, tree is not a cow, not an animal, this is Vijati. Among the trees there are many differences. And in the tree itself there are differences, Swagata. Leaf is there, branches are there, trunk is there, bark is there, roots are there, endless. Differences. And therefore, undifferentiated is cause. Undifferentiated knowledge is cause, which we cannot see. with the eyes, etc. They themselves need to be differentiated, okay? There should be eyes, the creation, srishti of eyes, the srishti of ears. Then you can see the differences, the forms, the color, the sounds, etc. So, for this entire jagat, if you analyze what it is, so you find again words, namni, namani. If you say vrikshaha, nama, it is a one word. Then if you look into the word, there are namani, there are many words. So every word requires to be inquired into, and when it is done, then you find more words. The first word is gone. First word has no substance. So if the substance less word, like the table, there is no substance, it's only wood. Table is gone already, leaving the wood behind. And wood will be gone if you again inquire into. And therefore, you find in one word many words. It's a very bold statement. Only Vedanta can do that. When I first heard this, I was flabbergasted. To hear, they're all words, just words. Then we are dealing with words, all the tangible. All the tangible things are all words. Just words and words and knowledge. The whole jagat is knowledge, recognizable through individual words. This is what we say, shabda vachyam. Yet shabda vachyam, tat mithya. Any shabda, yet sabda lakshyam tat satyam. This is the truth. Therefore there is no contradiction when they say it is beyond words. Because satya vastu is beyond words. And it has to be understood only through words. Because it is the lakshya of sabda. Therefore, from the standpoint of the lakshya, the real content of the word, which is the content of every word, even though we use some special words, satyam, jnanam, like these words we are using, anandam, that is to negate our conclusions critically. Three words are used, sat, chit, and ananda or ananta. We need those three words because three conclusions are there. And these three conclusions, I am ignorant, I am a martyr, I am insignificant, I am samsari, sukhi-dukhi, sukhi-dukhi. So these conclusions are negated by satyam, chit, and ananda. Any one word you take in any language or a dialect, and stay with it, you will end up in Satyam Brahma. And therefore, yato vacho nivartante, the words have their own limitations. And the words that we have are culled from our vachya. Our knowledge of the world. Pot, table, chair, cup and saucer. So all our words. And we are talking about what is not available for any one shabda, any one shabda or many shabdas. Because all these are Brahman, Brahman is not all this. How do you say? Only by shabda vachya and lakshya. So tampada also, when we do vichara, there is vachya and lakshya. Lakshya is Satchidananda. Vachya is pramata. The ahankara, the knower, seer, hearer, thinker, sukhi, dukhi. All this body, mind, sense complex put together. This is the vachya, shabda vachya. Then also, jagat karanam brahma. So the jagat karanam brahma is equated to jiva. And the equation is not possible because of the contradiction. Sarvajnyatvam, alpajnyatvam, alpavyapitvam. All these contradictions you cannot resolve. They have to be resolved. Unless, suppose, this is one reality. The Shabda Vachyam is not meant by Tattvamasi. Something else is meant. If it is meant, then two different things. Then I am in part Brahman. In part I am not Brahman, you know. Partially I am Brahman. Partially I am a Brahman. That's not going to help me at all. Partially I am, I cannot recognize myself, I am partially Brahman. Means I am a part of Brahman. Doesn't make me anything. Doesn't make me whole. Before also I was a part. I was as a part of everything. I am just one individual in the society, in the whole. And after study I am again part. What is this part? It doesn't solve the problem. I need to be the whole. If I have to be the whole, it's not part. This is mithya. Shabda vachyam is mithya. That is so important in this. That mithyatva nishchayam, Ishwaratvam is mithya, Jivatvam is mithya. The adhisthana means without which mithya cannot exist. Mithya means adhisthana ananyat is mithya. So that is why among the various definitions of mithya, I only go by adhisthana ananyat. That which is not independent of its adhisthana, in mithya. That is the thing. All other words, I mean, we don't, all other definitions, there are so many definitions. We don't need all that. They are confusing. Adhisthana ananyat is mithya. That's what the Shastra does. Mrittikāyeva satyam. We go by Shastra. Because it gives you the key. The methodology is there. Vācārambhanam vikāro nāmadeyam mṛttikāyeva satyam sadeva satyam. Satya is vastu brahman. Satyam is what we understand in terms of reality. Sadeva satyam, like even mṛt is the truth of atma of pot. My understanding of mṛt clay is satyam. Means that is the truth, the other thing is mithya. The word is not there, we have to supply the word. The pot is mithya, drawing its being from satyam. Satyam is a word revealing my understanding of the reality of the pot. The reality of the pot. Here, pot clay. The example. Mṛttikā eva satyam. Then later, the Shastra tells sadeva satyam. What is that sat? Originally prakṛta. Originally, first, the pratijñāda vastu. Sadeva saumīdam agra asīt idam sarvam. Sadeva asīt tat satyam. Tat sadeva satyam. Sadeva satyam. Tat satyam. That which is the cause of everything, that is satyam. That satyam is sa atma. That is the atma. Don't think satyam means it is the third person. It is atma, the self. Self also you may think there is a self inside, there is a third person. There is a third person. That's a third person. Therefore, atma, atmana, atmana, and this below will have all the shabda. Singular, dual, plural. That is what his life is. First he was atma, then he got married, atmana. Then he had children, atmana. And therefore, he thinks that there are, this is atma. Therefore, the Shastra tells, tat satyam, sa atma tattvam asi shvetaketu. That satyam tamasi, you are that satyam. You are that satyam, the atma, you have come. And there are many yous. There are not many yous, you know. You, once I say, it becomes I. So, aham tat satyam. I am satyam brahma. So here, the jagat also is mithya. That means karanatvam is mithya. The status of being a cause is mithya. The status of being all knowing is mithya. Mithya means we have to understand. Adhisthana ananyatva. Non-separate. Then both are one and the same? No. If they are one and the same, it is not mithya. What was the vastu became like this. That is called parinama. Modification. The vastu became what it has become. Not like that. Without undergoing change, the change has come about, called Vivartha Upadanatvam. Sarvathra Vivartha Upadanatvam. So that's a very important component in the teaching. So it has not undergone change whatsoever. Remains the same. And therefore, so Tatpada Lakshyam is Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. A Tumpada Lakshyam also Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. And that is Satyam. There is nothing other than Satyam. In the Namarupas there will be difference. The Namarupas there will be difference. That is the miracle. It's all one Satyam. It's all one Satyam, Brahman. Every Namarupa. And therefore, every Namarupa is one Satyam, Brahman. Brahman is not a Namarupa. So from this what we understand, the whole Jagat creation is Maikam. It is purely, it's neither you can dismiss it as non-existent, nor you can take it as existent. That is what we call miracle. That is what we say Maya. That is the miracle. Sat asat vyam anirvachaneyam mithya. And therefore, now, in the teaching, when there is Mahavakya, with Mahavakya, Upadesha, after having done the homework, Tumpada is done and Tatpada is done. After doing the homework, when you are told you are Tat Satyam Brahma, what happens inside? What happens inside? That my thinking that I am a limited individual confined to this body-mind-sense complex is a well-entrenched idea. And that is equated to Jagat-Karanam Brahma, which includes my body-mind-sense complex also. Which includes Pramata, Pramanam, Prameyam, all the three. In this, being Satyam, you know, there is a Satyam, there is the invariable presence of Satyam Brahma in the Prameya, in the object known. There is the invariable presence of Satyam in Pramanam. There is invariable presence of Satyam in Prama, knowledge. There is an invariable presence of Satyam in the Pramata, the knower. So in the known means Jagat has come. There is invariable presence of Ishvara, in other words, in everything that is. Correct? Ishvara is everything, already we have put them all together. And the Ishvaratvam being Mithya, the invariable presence of Satyatma is there in all. In you, Pramata also. Therefore, the vritti that removes the confusion along with its ignorance, not knowing, is a vritti that recognizes through lakshyartha of the words, tumpada lakshya, tatpada lakshya is one and the same, and it is just myself self-revealing me. So the separation of the world from Satyam is gone. World doesn't exist independent of Satyam, Brahman. And Satyam Brahma Ahamasmi. The world means Jagat, Jagat means my body, mind, sense complex, all of them are not independent of Satyam Brahma. That Satyam Brahma Ahamasmi means what? Self-evident. The self-evident being is Satyam Brahma. This vritti is called Akhanda Akara Vritti. What is Akhanda? Because generally the words in a sentence are syntactically connected as the subject and object. Subject is different from the object. And therefore, if I say, please fetch me a glass of water, water is different, glass is different, and the one who is going to fetch is different. For whom it is fetched also, all different. But not here. It's all, it's not one and the same also. Suppose you say, Ramaha Dasharatihi. Because there are many Ramas are there, many Ramas. So there is a Balarama, there is a Parashurama. Therefore, which Rama you are talking about? Say Dasharatihi. Rama the son of Dasharatha. Only one person, Ramaha Dasharatihi. Samanadi Karanyam, Ramaha Dasharatihi. Words are in opposition. But here it is different. The Jiva is Ishvara. Different. Ishvara is not an adjective to Jiva. There is no Visheshana Visheshya Bhava. Not Jiva is an adjective to Ishvara. Therefore, Ishvara cannot have the Jivattam attribute. Jiva cannot have Ishvarattam attribute. Therefore, it's not Visheshana Visheshya Bhava Sambandha. The relationship is not a relationship of substantive and attribute. It's purely Lakshya, Lakshana Lakshya Sambandha. Therefore, what happens? The Virodhartha goes away. The Lakshyartha remains. This is the Akhandartha Bodhaka Vakyam. Vritti is called Akhanda Akara Vritti. That is purely based upon a stand. That is, we understand things in a certain way. So when you see an object, then this object is loaded in your thought. In other words, thought has assumed the akara of the object. And the thought is called vritti. Tad akara vritti, vishayakara vritti. If it is a cup, then the vritti assumes the form of the cup, along with its location, everything. Whatever you see, that is the akara of the vritti. One thought. You may see 100 different things here, but it's all one picture, like a snapshot. Tad akara vritti. Then this akara vritti, when it assumes that akara, you cannot say no more. You can say the cup is no more outside my knowledge. Means it is no more unknown. Cup is no more unknown. The ajnata cup has become jnata cup. Correct? Even though you know what is cup, but what is in my hand is a cup. It's a new knowledge. Purely new knowledge it is. So, the unknownness of the cup, the ajnatattvam of the cup in my hand is no more. This is what vritti does. The cup being an object of my thought being pramata, the subject, the one who knows, his thought. So, opposed to the cup is pramata, the knower. And therefore, the pramata looks upon the cup not as himself. That is how you deal with the world. This is the subject object. So, the pramata, the onlooker of the cup in the thought, distinguishes himself as the knower of the cup. Cup is known. Even though it is simultaneous, these two operations, one is the cup becoming the object of the thought, ajnatattvam is gone, then your recognition of the object in your thought, that is another operation. These two operations are called this. The object is covered by the vritti, and therefore the whole vishaya is vyapta by the vritti. This is called vritti vyapti. That removes the ajnatattvam, the unknownness of the object. Then, what is that object is recognized by you simultaneously. That is called phala-vyapti. You relate to that object. As aham this, I this, I am the knower of this object. That's why we use the word idam all the time for object. Idam sarvam. Idam sarvam jagate. Idam taya drishyate. By the aham. Therefore the pramahata is aham. It is idam vritti vishaya, this thought. And therefore, this, the because of the vritti, viṣayākāra vritti, there is a knowledge of the viṣayā on the part of the knower. The result of the seeing goes to the pramātā, not to the cup. The result goes to the pramātā, as making the pramātā more informed. He is the phalabhāg. He is the enjoyer of the result of knowing. Therefore, the vyapti is called phalam vyapti. I see the pot, I recognize the pot. This is the pot. Therefore, this is what we say, phalam vyapti. Now, if you look at the Atma Jnana, I am Atma Brahman, this self is Brahman, Aham is Brahman, Vritti Jnanam Apekshate, Ajnatattvam is there, Ajnatattvam has to go, Ajnatattvam has to go, confusion goes when Ajnatattvam goes, correct? There is a confusion. If a shell is taken for silver, there is ajñātattvam of silver, ajñātattvam of shell. Ajñātattvam means the status of being not known. This ajñātattvam is there, the unknownness of the adhiṣṭhāna, the silver. And then, the shell. Then I don't remove silver. I can keep on removing one after the other. But I am not removing any projection. I am removing the cause of projection. The cause of projection is ajñātattva. Ajñāna. And that goes away the moment I see the silver, the shell. Then along with goes all the other projections. Similarly also here, Atma is not a karta, bhokta. When karta, bhokta is all mithya, kartrutvam is mithya. Karta is not mithya. In the karta there is Sachidananda Atma also. Therefore we should not throw away the water along, the baby along with the water. Sachidananda Atma, when you say karta, there is a being. Bhokta, there is a being. This is my mistake, modern Vedanta mistake. Nothing works. Kartrutvam is mithya. Bhoktrutvam is mithya. In other words, jivatvam is mithya. Ishwaratvam is mithya. Vastu is clear. And that is a vritti, necessary. That takes place in the teaching. There are many areas also. It's not one type of this thing. There are many ways. And suppose I say, I am Baddha. My focus is now bondage. I am Baddha means I am bound. Then what is bondage? What binds you? Who is bound? And etc. You analyze the whole vichara. Then you say, I am Muktaha. Muktam Brahmatamasi. Nitya Muktam Brahmatamasi. You are Nitya Muktam Brahma. You are Nitya Shuddham Brahma. Because the fellow has got the opposite feeling. That means Ajñātattvam is there. in terms of that. Therefore, there are certain critical areas of this kind of certain orientation. Critical areas of orientation opposed to the truth of oneself. Therefore, we have so many important words. Nitya Shuddha Buddha Mukta Svabhavam Brahma Ahamasmi. Like this, a few more words you can add. Purnam Asanga. Asangoge Ayam Purushaha. Like this, Shastra itself gives you all critical words. These are all critical words. Because the Sangha is a problem. Asanga is the solution. Because that is my nature. My nature is my solution. For the problem. Problem is unknownness. My not knowing what I am is the cause for the problem. Therefore we highlight that word. Every time that is done, there is akandakara vritti. It's not that one time a vritti takes place and then it's gone. That's why the whole teaching becomes a method. That's why I say the Vedantic teaching itself is a method. Because we are not solving a problem. We are not solving a problem. We are shifting the vision of the person to himself. And that implies vritti. That is called akandakara vritti. But you are not going to look at it as an object. You can't say, I saw Brahman yesterday. Because I am Brahman. Self-evident being is Satyam Brahman, correct? Self-evident being is Satyam Brahman. You don't require to objectify. Whereas in every other piece of knowledge, you need to objectify. Then only you get pramana phalam. The result of knowing is accrued to you. Here, the result of knowing is not accrued by my seeing anything. Because I am self-evident being. And therefore, only what happens is all the negation takes place. Leaving me what I am. And I see the lakshya. I am the lakshya of the vakya. Satyam Brahma, Satyam Brahma Tamasi, Nityam Brahma Tamasi, Shuddham Brahma Tamasi, Swaprakasham Brahma Tamasi, Akhandam Brahma Tamasi, Sarvam Brahma Tamasi. Tamasi means you are. Purnam Brahma. You are. Purnam Brahma, Anandam Brahma, Anantam Brahma. So, all these words keep coming all the time. And then, that's me. Because I am construed as Alpha, as someone located here, Desha, Kala, etc. That's not true. Desha, Kala are objects. Time and space are my objects. They mithya, they depend upon me. There is no time without me. There is no space without me, but I am not time and space. So when this is told, yes, you say, when you say yes, that is akhandakara. It's self-evident. The self-evident Atma doesn't require to be seen. For the prafala, I am the phala. the content of the knower is the phalam, without whom knowing is without the presence of whom knowing is impossible. You know, without whose presence knowledge is impossible. Yad vacha anabhyutitam yena vaka abhyutyate. By words it is not revealed. By which words are revealed? And their meanings are revealed. That is you. Tadeva brahmattam vidhi nedam meditam upasate. Keno punishya. That is Brahman, understand. Means the individual is Brahman. So. Individual Atma is not individual. It is Sarva Brahma. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamiva Vishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Hari Om.